which, I mean, that's kind of a spoiler.
That's a huge spoiler.
Hello, Addison!
It's been a hot minute since I've heard that greeting. Hey, Billy. Glad to have you here. Glad we're here.
I looked back. It's been since December 18th, 2023. That was our last episode of the Dutton Rules podcast.
What's wild is I felt like November at that time was so long away, and here we are. We blinked, and somehow we're in the fall, which is just wild.
Really, I kind of feel the opposite. I kind of feel like we've just been waiting forever. Like, the show ended so long ago. Like, I had to go, I had to have someone, like, give me a rundown of how season 5 part A happened. Like, I did a lot of time on Wikipedia to get the Crib Notes version of that.
That's fair. I will say, and we can talk about this a little bit later, I've obviously had a lot of life I've lived since December. True. So I feel like a lot has been happening, and that somehow we're in September. So I feel opposite, but granted, there were some other factors to that.
Tell me if you remember these Yellowstone plot points from part A. Summer and Beth fighting for an episode.
How could we forget, Billy? How could I forget that?
Fair. How about there was a whole plot line with wolves where they shot the wolves?
There's always a plot line about the wolves, but yes, they shot the wolves and then they sent them downriver, right?
Yes.
With the trackers.
Do you remember the name of the disease that the Dutton Ranch cattle got? We spent a lot of time talking about this particular cattle illness, and this is why all the cattle are going down to Texas.
No, but I kind of do, but I don't. What was it?
Berkeleyosis? Brucleosis? Something like that? I don't remember. I vaguely remember. Do you remember the old-timey cowboy who died on the hill next to John Dutton, and we were all convinced that Tate had died or something because there was that preview of the someone with dark hair? We were convinced like Casey got killed and the preview showed Tate, and it ended up just being this old timer cowboy's wife who was grieving.
Honestly, I forgot about that one. That one didn't marinate in my brain.
Right. Yeah, I knew I'd stump you.
Billy, one little thing that I have personally not forgotten about, because how could I? They're just so good. But during our podcast, we always do trivia, which always leads to whoever wins either getting an affirmation from you. So what's it going to look like this season? Are we still doing trivia?
Yeah.
Fill me in.
Yeah. Actually, a little update here now. I've procured a prize. And honestly, I haven't gotten the full approval for this prize. So if I get denied this first one, I'll just buy it. But we have rolled out some new Dutton Rules podcast Yellowstone train station t-shirts.
Are you wearing one right now?
I am, yeah.
Wow.
It says Train Station Tours Yellowstone, free shuttle since 1886. And it's a nice t-shirt. You can find them at the Taste of Country store. And I'll give you a t-shirt in your size if you're the first person with the correct answer at staff@tasteofcountry.com.
Bill, you've really raised the stakes this time.
It's the least we could do.
Hey, I'm all here for some free swag.
I think we have tote bags, too. There's some other Yellowstone Dutton Rules type stuff. There's a tote bag.
I think sticker.
Sweatshirt.
Maybe not.
Is there a sticker?
I might have just promised something that does not exist. I need to look back at the store.
Yeah, and then there's some other country music related items as well. If you're a fan of Dolly and Reba for President, we got you.
So let's jump in to Yellowstone, obviously the whole reason why we're on this podcast today. Oh, no, sorry. I almost skipped over your trivia.
You got a question.
I'm so sorry, Billy. I'm like, all right, that was nice, Billy. Now back to the main thing.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
All right, trivia. The question this week has to do with an upcoming Yellowstone program that we've learned about in the time since we've been away. Last week, we learned that Matthew Fox was going to be joining Michelle Pfeiffer on a show called Madison. This is the next confirmed Yellowstone franchise, release date TBD. Matthew Fox is best known as Jack, a doctor on the ABC television show Lost from the early 2000s. Which other Lost actor appeared on a previous season of Yellowstone?
I've got nothing.
You'll recognize the scene when you find out the actor. This is an iconic scene involving Rip And the actor actually had a little bit of an arc, a story arc. But the first person to get the actor's name to me, and you can get his character's name too if you want, staff@tasteofcountry.com, get this great Yellowstone t-shirt.
Now can we go into Yellowstone?
Let's go. Season 5, Part B. We got it on the books. I'm ready to talk about it.
Well, let's first talk about the teaser that they gave us. They gave us two teasers, right? Or am I dreaming and it's just one and somehow I made it two in my head?
There was two, which was kind of odd. And the second one was kind of a mix of new scenes and old scenes. Mm-hmm. The first one was more interesting but showed less. And the second one was just really kind of confusing because it showed Kevin Costner, who, as we know, is not taking part in the second half of season 5.
And he's talking all about legacy.
Right. We seem to really be pivoting into that as the plot point. So this is the final episodes, supposedly, and we'll get to that. I believe it's 6 episodes starting November 10th. And the teaser opens with a wide shot of the Yellowstone Dutton Ranch. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of zooms in and we hear footsteps on gravel and it zooms into this horse's eye, which I just love this scene. Because you look through the horse's eye, you see a man with a shotgun. You hear a shotgun cocking, and you think, oh, trouble is afoot. And then it kind of goes to some graphics, and then someone's sneaking into the ranch house. And then I think that's the end of the teaser, if I'm not mistaken. But
are we assuming that when it's zooming into the horse's eyes reflection, are we assuming that it's Rip and someone else?
Definitely looks like Rip to me.
That's what I thought.
I am assuming that. And then I don't think a lot of people notice that there is a second person in that horse eyeball because you can just see sort of an arm. But they want you to think that that's like pulled from like this climactic scene. But I thought about that. And let's be honest. It's the daylight. Rip's not being sneaky at all. He's probably just off to go kill a cow or something. One that's infected with brucellosis or however it is that you say it, like, and they're just ginning us up, but I'll still take it.
Yeah, to your point, probably they're not going to off someone in the middle of the day, but I kind of remember Rip at the end of season 5, part A, was headed to Texas with the cattle.
No, you're 100% right. Teeter, Rip, Jake, Ryan, and Walker are all going to Texas with the healthy cattle because they can't graze on the Dutton family land. Beth says she's going to go with Rip mm-hmm. and live there. No idea what she's going to do. But all this footage is definitely focused in on the Montana ranch. So I think this is kind of where Kevin Costner's exit between seasons puts the show in a little bit of a bad spot because they got to find some way to get rid of Kevin Costner. And I don't see how they do that without Rip and Beth back at the ranch. So they need some sort of way to get back. You know, is it going to be like a time jump 9 months later or something like that? Or are they going to come rushing back to settle some sort of great fighter dispute? Really kind of hard to tell, but they got to get those cowboys home, I got to believe. Like, I don't think this show ends with Walker, Rip, and everybody still down in Texas tending to the cattle while there's hell going on at the family ranch.
I agree. I think my assumption is that we're going to open up, you know, like you said, 6 months down the road. And I have a good feeling maybe it'll open up in a very chaotic scene where something's going down on the ranch. Rip and Beth have to come back. Like, it just, no Yellowstone. Well, I guess some of the beginning episodes start out calmer, little emphasis on a but I kind of feel like this one might be chaos.
I agree with you too, because they need to get people back into this show.
Uh-huh.
Like, the last 18 months have not been good to the Yellowstone franchise. All the Kevin Costner drama, like, people are really upset by that. And even in the comments section of Yellowstone's social medias as they posted these teasers, a lot of comments like, no Costner, no me, I'm not watching. Oof. I'm not watching without John Dutton. They shouldn't have killed John Dutton. You know, it's like, there is a lot of that. It's almost equal to kind of the excitement. Now, I do think all those people are going to come back and watch. Like, no one is going to just sit on the sidelines. But they need to give us something big to get us to forget all about Kevin Costner as quickly as possible.
You know it's not going to go away? The Jamie and Beth drama.
Yes. I think it's all going to center around that. Which kind of points us to a little bit like, I suppose we can probably get into this now. There was a Reddit thread that purports to reveal how the show ends, how season five ends.
I didn't go down that dark Reddit hole. Do we share a little bit, or do we?
Yeah, not? No, I'll share what it was because it's not confirmed, of course. This is mm-hmm. just what someone on Reddit said. And even the Reddit thread is like, knows a guy who knows a guy. But it was someone who was really upset with the filming of Yellowstone. They thought that Yellowstone and the production team were really bad neighbors and rude. And they thought Cole Hauser was a jerk to people in town. And they're going on and on, all these negative feelings. And they say, because of that, I'm going to spoil how the show ends. And again, this is all unconfirmed, very second, if not third hand.
Yeah.
So they say it ends with Kelly Riley, Beth Dutton, being pulled away on a gurney, ambulance gurney, and Jamie Dutton inside the Dutton family ranch, presumably killed. So at that point, it's like, oh, did they both die? Did they kill each other? Which would be really pretty appropriate. Or does Beth end up living? And that's kind of where I thought it was going to end for them until we got some other news a little bit later.
It might play into my idea that I had that a hitman was coming for Jamie at the ranch.
But I know that Beth and Jamie are both like hiring professional help to kill each other, but I think at the end of the day, they got to kill each other. Like one of them has to kill the other. Ugh, right?
That is so depressing.
Or Rip has to kill Jamie or something. Ugh.
Family murdering family. It's just that's heavy on a very different level that I don't even have time to unpack right now. I do hear you. I don't know how that settles in my soul, but I hear you. I think I'm just gonna leave it at that.
The one person we haven't really talked about at all is Casey. And Casey and his wife, Monica, and Tate, they seem to have found kind of a new piece towards the end of Part A. If you remember at the start of season five, she had just lost her son in that car accident. And they spent the better part of the first few episodes sort of grieving that. There's a really tender scene between John Dutton and Monica. That, in my eyes, was one of the all-time best of the show. She showed a different side of both of them. Monica's character really developed. They seem to have come to a peace. Like they weren't necessary. They were going to watch the ranch as John Rip and the Cowboys went down to Texas. That's kind of where we left them. Casey was going to be in charge.
It'll be interesting to see if Monica plays a huge role in this next season.
I'm hoping she does, because I've always wanted this show to kind of get back to the Native American plot line and like the Rainwater plot line, and maybe somehow them getting what they deserve in terms of the land. And I feel like Monica's the bridge to that. But that plot line has been so frayed over the last two seasons that I worry she is just going to end up being kind of known as Casey's sidekick.
It's interesting, in the teaser they show a lot of the FBI. So I'm kind of curious, like, does Jamie gather them to essentially like uncover stuff about his dad?
That's a good theory. I mean, he's gotten the Montana government to vote to impeach his dad from governor, Governor John Dutton, which seems like forever ago too. And that last season started with the election or right after the election. So he could be even going further and feeding the FBI information. But he was the family's lawyer during all that time. So if he does that, that's going to take him down as well. Like, there's no way he stays clean if the Duttons' legal affairs come to light.
So who do we think called the FBI?
I don't know. I've often kind of wondered if there's a mole. Like maybe Summer's a plant or something like that.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Or maybe there's a new character that shows up this season. Like maybe something along those lines. Or maybe something from the past comes back and haunts them.
Also, let's not forget in that same teaser, we have, I'm assuming it's Beth. I think it's a female, holding up a knife.
Yes, but I didn't immediately. I mean, there's so much. I guess I didn't attach immediate significance to all of it, but there certainly could be something to that.
I think
bloody stabbing, that'd be like a very personal way to kill your brother. Could happen.
Yeah. I love this combo. I lost my train of thought.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think what is interesting, and I don't know if we want to get into this because I kind of have a very, I don't know if hot take, but I have an opinion, is we learned that this might not be the end of the season. I mean, end of the show after part B.
Well, this was bananas to me. Like, we've been getting nothing but messaging that season 5 and then we're done with Yellowstone. Like, this is it. This is the end. And this wasn't just like media reporting sources. This was like from the executive mouths in the official press releases and stuff. Then comes the report from Puck, which is a relatively new outlet, but pretty credible. Like, they've reported some of the good articles that we've read and forwarded with regards to Kevin Costner and John Dutton and Yellowstone in general. You can't actually read the Puck article because it's behind a paywall. So our article on Taste of Country, we actually source TV Line. But the report is, in essence, that both Cole Hauser and Kelly Riley, who play Rip and Beth, are in negotiations to lead season 6 of Yellowstone, which, I mean, that's kind of a spoiler.
That's a huge spoiler. What the spoiler is that Yellowstone will continue on for another season.
Yeah.
With Beth and Rip being the leads. And Billy, and this, for everyone who's listening, and y'all might disagree with me, and that is A-okay. I think it's one of those of like, this might be just, you know, when something's good and it ends great, like, we end it, not trying to kind of keep this thing going. Like, I just, what storyline are we going to have next? You know, I love Yellowstone. So it's not like I'm sitting over here a fair weather fan. Like, I love Yellowstone, but I just don't think it's needed.
I think some people would argue that they crossed that line 2 seasons ago.
Okay.
Or definitely 1 season ago. But yeah, I totally agree with you. And from the other side is like, why not? You know, there's, you know, good writing and good actors and good characters, and certainly the audience, like, there, it could have some potential. Here's what we don't know about this show, though. We're calling it season 6 of Yellowstone. That could be inaccurate. It could simply be a new show that stems from Yellowstone. It might not have the Yellowstone name at all. For a long time, Matthew McConaughey was attached to a Yellowstone show. No one's talking about Matthew McConaughey in Yellowstone any longer. It's not clear if those conversations and negotiations all fell through, or if they were just sort of hyped up to begin with. Maybe this Beth and Rip show is the Matthew McConaughey show. It doesn't appear to be Madison, this new show. That appears to be something sort of separate at this time. But there's just so many balls in the air, it's difficult to sort of count them and figure out, make sure you're not counting the same ball twice, if that makes sense.
It does, and I feel a little bit like Taylor Sheridan has so many balls in the air right now, or better analogy, has so many planes in the air right now that I'm like, are we really going to land any of them? Because I feel like I'm consistently promised or getting hopeful of like the 4-6s, and we can talk about that a little bit or in a minute, but that I'm kind of started going, until I see it, I'm not going to believe it.
So let's look at like that list, like the 4-6s, which you mentioned, which is like the OG like sequel that people have been talking about at this point, which is just like, I don't know. It's like Moby Dick's white whale. Like, I don't even know if this thing even exists. And at this point, I've kind of given up on it, to be honest. Like, I don't think that show's happening.
Fair.
There's a show, a prequel rumored to be called 1944.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, no, we reported on that and talked about that. Set during, I guess that'd be World War II, right?
That is interesting. Okay.
Yep, 20 years after. I thought there was going to be a second round of Bass Reeves.
Oh, yeah.
But now, maybe not based on Bass Reeves, but another lawman. Did I make that up?
If I'm being honest, I think I missed that page regardless. Fair enough. So I don't know.
There's 1923 season two, which is confirmed. Then there's the other Taylor Sheridan shows like Tulsa King, which season two starts on September 15th. Mayor of Kingstown, which had season three. I think that might be done after season three. Lioness, which is the show with Nicole Kidman and the woman from Avatar. That's coming on eventually. Season two is confirmed, I believe. And then there's this new show, Landman, which is a Taylor Sheridan show, stars Billy Bob Thornton. And we're going to talk about that at the end of this episode, I believe. But that's confirmed for November 17th. So yeah, there's a ton of balls in the air. Good some confirmed Lord. And actually happening. But then you get shows like 1944, Madison, Four Sixes, this Yellowstone prequel and sequel. And I don't know who to believe anymore when it comes to it.
One thing that I am really excited that got confirmed was Lainey Wilson is coming back.
I'm still even a little skeptical of it.
You think? Well, the reason to fill people in, there's a scene that was that the show was calling for extras in Fort Worth, right? Texas?
Yep.
Fort Worth? Where the scene revolved around Abby, aka Lainey Wilson's character. It was a concert scene. So are you saying that they might film that and not use it?
Yes.
Oh, bummer. Why?
Why I don't know.
Why all that effort?
Because she, when we talked to her about that, she didn't beat around the bush. She genuinely didn't seem to know if she was participating. And like the filming for that was scheduled to take place like a week after we talked to her ahead of her new album. So like she might have just been gaslighting us. Very possible. But I don't know. Given like all the uncertainty about anything Yellowstone related, that was still just like a hint of skepticism. But if she is involved, I think it's pretty easy to figure out how she's involved and what happens and what that scene looks like.
Well, I really hope so because I enjoyed her on it. And I just want to see more of that.
Yeah, I agree. I just enjoyed having a country star attached to it, you know?
Yeah.
That was fun. I don't know that Abby was like this memorable character that people are going to be talking about. Like when there's Yellowstone conventions in 30 years, I don't think people are going to be lining up for the Abby autograph booth first.
Yeah.
It'd be a nice little prize, and it was fun to talk to her about it. You know, we got some good stories out of her. She's kind of a friend of Taste of Countries and, mm-hmm. We were excited for her, you know, and it really kind of helped her. It was a big stepping stone to her Entertainer of the Year wins these last two country award shows. So
absolutely.
It was a fun journey to watch and to be on with her.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree.
Should we give a little bit of a personal and show update since it's been like
a hot minute,
8 months, 9 months, almost 9 months since we, what's new with you? What's going on in your world? Where are you at? Who are you with?
I'm not with anyone. So let me start there. Yeah, this actually turned into a dating profile for Addison. No, I'm just kidding. I moved to Nashville since we last recorded, so I was in Austin, Texas. Now Billy gets to see me significantly more often, which has been so fun and also so fun for this podcast of who knows, like we might do more in person. You know, we've kind of talked about creative ideas. It's been fun to be where the action's happening. I'm much more meant for in person rather than remote.
I agree. And it's been great having you here, just in terms of being able to do the in-person and some of the creative ideas you've done with some of our radio shows and beyond has been a lot of fun. So I'm still in Murfreesboro, which is a little south of Nashville. So it takes me like forever to get to Nashville to see you. Not that long, but on bad traffic days, it takes like an hour.
It's a good haul.
I have three kids still. I umpire and I have a man bun now. I guess that's my significant updates.
Y'all, if you were with us for this past season and we did some YouTube videos, Billy had this, like, he had some volume going on and it was still relatively maybe a little bit below the ears. He's rocking a full, y'all, Billy's got a good head of hair and he's rocking a man bun.
I watched an old video we did. And the lighting was bad and my hair was it was only a year ago, but I looked like I was something right out of the 90s. I looked at it. I was like, oh boy, you let me out of the house with that flock of seagulls. That was, Not to say that I won't think the same thing when I look back on my pictures now with this man bun. Like, but it was, at the time, it was a period of my life that happened. And that's all I'll say about it.
One thing that I have been enjoying about now living in Nashville is we experience seasons. Billy, I'm not used to that living in Austin. It's cool.
Yeah. I mean, we're kind of right now in like that fake fall season that they talk about. We're going to have another hot summer, I'm sure, but it's a little bit nice.
That's been great.
So two more things I wanted to talk about were Landman and then a 1923 update.
Okay.
Do you have a preference?
Let's talk about Landman. You want to know a fun little fact?
Yes.
That I don't think my uncle cares that I'm sharing. Actually, I know he doesn't. So they are a part of a country club in Fort Worth, and they closed down the course for a few hours for like a week and filmed some of the scenes of Landman there.
Oh,
the summer.
Oh, that's super neat.
Mm-hmm.
Landman is the first show I can remember that's based on a podcast. It's based on a podcast called Boomtown, which was released, I think, in partnership with Texas Monthly Magazine, but it was an independently produced podcast 5-6 years ago, and it has to do with the oil boom in the Permian Valley in Texas. I listened to most of the podcast. It got a lot of praise. My brother recommended it to me. I thought it was good. I'm not to say that our podcast is amazing, but some of it was a little bit, I don't know. I didn't get to the end, if that says anything, but I listened to most of it, and it was an interesting little backdrop to it. It was the pros and cons of the oil boom, you know, the people who are involved, the lives it makes and the lives it shatters, the dangers, certainly some of the rough characters that sort of surround an oil boom like this. And then, of course, what happens when everybody goes broke and they run out of oil and quit drilling, or when the prices of oil drop.
I'm excited.
The trailer just dropped on Thursday, September 5th. Billy Bob Thornton stars as Tommy Norris. And he is in charge of securing the land for the oil companies to drill. So he's the main character. If you remember, he was in Bass Reeves.
Yes.
Nope, check that. He wasn't in Bass Reeves. No, he was in 1883.
Oh. Never mind.
Yeah.
I get them semi-confused, but I definitely know we've talked about him.
And we thought he was going to be like this big part of 1883 with Tim McGraw, and he was only in two scenes. This appears to be different, though. He's the star of it. Demi Moore is also in this. John Hamm is in this show. And then our good friend Michelle Randolph from 1923 is part of this show. Yeah, we've never met her.
Our good friend that we've never talked to nor have met.
She plays Jack's wife, right? On 1923?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And in 1923, she's just lost the baby. Well, she's also part of this Landman. I don't know how she's going to do two shows at once, but it's all very confusing. Country singer Mark Colley is in this show. I don't know who he is.
Cool.
Andy Garcia, Michael Pena. And then you know who else is in this show?
Who?
Taylor Sheridan's Where's Waldo? James Jordan, who has, I think, been in every single Taylor Sheridan show. He has a role in Landman.
I want to know how much he's made. Good for him.
And the thing is, it's not like small little bit roles. He's had significant roles. In Lioness, he was a significant character. In 1883, he was a really important character, of course, on Yellowstone, although we haven't seen him in a while. He was a really important character in A Mayor of Kingstown. He's just sort of like this, in Taylor Sheridan's mind anyway, this really versatile actor that must be just a joy to work with. I don't know. Maybe he's got secrets. He knows where Taylor Sheridan buried the bodies.
Exactly, yeah. That's actually a ransom. Yeah, it's a hold a gun to his head. You put me in all your shows.
Growing up in Texas, though, like a show about the Texas oil boom, and I know you're in Austin, not in the Permian Valley necessarily, but does this show interest you more? Do you have any insight into it or a little how-to?
Well, I don't have insight nor how-to, but my Papa Jay, they've lived in Lubbock for forever, and he is in oil and gas law, and so I feel like I definitely grew up around all of that. Not necessarily in Austin. It's, you know, not prevalent there. But yeah, I am really excited to watch this.
It'll be interesting to, as the show begins, I don't know if he'll watch it, but try to get him to watch it and maybe pick his brain a little bit on like what the show gets right and wrong. I mean, just for our own personal conversation, I don't know how deep we'll go into Landman once it gets started, but
Well, you want to know? You want to know a bummer? Because number one, that's never going to happen. Nana and Papa Jay don't have internet, and they therefore will not have Paramount Plus. So that's not happening. But I might be able to pick his brain on just like the general topic.
How does he? He doesn't have internet. He's a lawyer.
Yeah. Well, so he's not a lawyer anymore. He actually teaches oil and gas law at Texas Tech, in Lubbock. Mr. Jerome Schutzeberg, if anyone is listening and knows him, that would be pretty cool. So he teaches at Tech. He's a law professor now.
I feel like I could go down a rabbit hole about not what its life is like without the internet in 2024, but I will restrain myself.
Their life is simpler. He has a flip phone that he barely answers. They definitely answer their landline, but if he needs internet, he goes to the office.
I bet he's got one hell of a handshake.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, he does.
He's 86.
Christmas gift idea. What? Get him a DVD set of Landman.
Do they make them on DVD?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. They have to.
I'm burning. I'm what is that? Pirating?
You're pirating footage. Get this on VHS.
Yeah. Oh, so, but we might pick its brain on just the oil boom era, but not the show.
Okay, fair enough. We'll call him up on the old landline. Meow. I'm pretty excited about that show. I wasn't sure about Linus, and then I really, really loved it. I thought it was one of the best shows Taylor Sheridan's done. So I'll probably watch an episode or two at least and then get into it. But I'm not going to commit myself to the full season like I've done previously, I don't think. I've yet to watch Mayor of Kingstown. I've never watched that show. I kind of want to, but I just haven't made time for it yet.
Yeah, same. Definitely same.
Oh, well. Whew.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, and then 1923.
What about it?
I don't. I mean, this is like the big question. Is like no one's talking about 1923. Like, have you seen anything? Like, you follow Alexandra Schleffler and Brendan Sklenner, Michelle Randolph, and Avina. I forget how to say her name. Nieves. Tiona Rainwater's actress. You follow them all on Instagram. Have you seen any sort of like BTS, indication that they're filming? Like, what's the scoop?
Well, Brendan Sklenner just finished It Ends With Us with Blake Lively, which was a movie. But Alexandra is her name, right? No. I do follow her. I don't follow all of them on Instagram. I do follow Michelle and Alexandra. And Alexandra just looks like she's straight chilling in Montana or Wyoming. I'm very confused if this is like her permanent location or if she is filming something and it's located there. I've tried to figure it out, but I don't know.
This is bad news because before Alexandra is actress Julia Schlepfler. Posting all the time. It was like the girls' night here. Like, here we are. We're filming. Here's me on a boat, like doing all the things. So I've heard that they had filmed or are filming, but no word on like when that's going to premiere, or even if they've started filming.
Yeah.
But it's got to happen, right?
I would think so. But like we said earlier, I don't get too attached to Taylor Sheridan's shows. He's done me dirty.
How's Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren doing? I mean, they're a little up there in years. Is their health okay?
That's my big worry. Their phone numbers. Let me just call Harrison Ford real quick.
Maybe Papa P and Lubbock knows him of the same generation.
Also, it's Papa J, if you would like to get his name correct.
Oh, sorry.
Close.
At least I didn't call him Papa Smurf. Which is what
you're close enough. Papa J.
Okay, so we got nothing to offer anybody about 1923, other than we think it's happening.
I think it's happening, yeah. Stay tuned, y'all.
I think this is usually when we read questions and comments. Oh, yeah. But since this is our first episode back, we haven't. There have been some new reviews on Apple. I don't know if you spotted those.
Positive or negative?
Mostly positive.
Okay.
I think amongst our reviews is one sweeping negative hate review for me and one sweeping negative hate review for you.
Ooh, I want
like
to
we
know
both
it.
Have we both have one. And everything else is really pretty positive, or maybe just like a nuanced, you know, you could do this a little better, which is fair. But
I think mine for a little bit, I was, when it came to horses, I know I was, the terminology was off, and I think someone called me out. I remember that one.
Oh, someone's going to call us out on Bruce Lee. I just can't say the word. I know the word.
Yeah. Okay. So next podcast, we are going to open up with how to pronounce it correctly. Don't leave a review on that. Okay. We are self-aware and we will fix that. Okay. All righty. Well, I almost forgot how I exited or outroed these podcasts, but I think I got it.
All right. Give it a shot.
Y'all, you've been listening to the Dutton Rules Yellowstone podcast. This is another amazing Town Square Media podcast. Is that what I used to say?
Yeah, amazing. You know, our first time, amazing is good. I won't push you for too much creativity.
That was
Let's
subpar.
Just go with amazing. Let's just go with amazing.
Amazing.
Room for improvement, Addison.
And don't forget, you can like this podcast, leave a review. We so greatly appreciate it. Share it with a friend. Share it with your mom. Hey, if Papa J has a Spotify or Apple Music, please send it to your grandparents.
Well, now comes the tagline. That has to be the last.
Okay. Now I'll outro this one more time because we haven't heard it enough. Y'all, this was the Dutton Rules Yellowstone podcast. So glad you're listening. It's another fantastic Town Square Media podcast.